Hi, we're looking back on April 29, the day in 1967, when Oz music great John Farnham was discovered. He was singing with the group Strings Unlimited at the time. By the end of the year, he had his first big hit.
Sadie, the cleaning lady.
Remember the LA riots in 1992, sparked when a jury failed to convict four police officers accused of beating Rodney King.
Going around up First Street to Broadway, just started burning every car, everything in sight.
And it was in 2011 that Prince William of Wales married Catherine Middleton.
She arrived in a car, she'll leave in a carriage. Last night she slept in a hotel, tonight she'll sleep in a palace.
April 29 birthdays, Australian film and TV writer and director Phil Noyce is 70, famous for the movies Dead Calm, Patriot Games, The Bone Collector and Rabbit Proof Fence.
When someone gives you a Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, you start to get suspicious.
Comedian Jerry Seinfeld turns 66 today.
The reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
Sir Daniel Day-Lewis is 63, the only actor to win the Best Actor Oscar three times, his most recent for playing Abraham Lincoln.
Stepped out upon the world stage now, with the fate of human dignity in our hands.
Michelle Pfeiffer is 62, long list of movies, and did a pretty good job playing Catwoman.
I am Catwoman. Hear me roar.
Eve Plum is also 62, best remembered for her role on The Brady Bunch.
Marsha.
Carney Wilson turns 52. The daughter of Beach Boy Brian Wilson was in the trio Wilson Phillips.
Hold on for one more day.
Uma Thurman celebrates her 50th, famous for the Kill Bill movies and Pulp Fiction.
Now I want to dance. I want to win. I want that trophy.
Long list of birthdays today. Tennis champion Andre Agassi is also 50. He won four Grand Slam titles, including four Australian Open.
Game. Agassi is the new Australian Open champion.
Finally, brilliant director Alfred Hitchcock died on this day in 1980.
Psychiatrists say that if you can trace the origin of your fear, it will disappear.
Remembering Alfred Hitchcock on April 29.